It was a regular show. So when you went to see a show, you went to see the band, a great band playing music. So nobody had to, you know, dance or do anything except just play those instruments to death. Mm. So then with the advent, I think of these cats realizing that they could make more money if they left so-and-so's band in front of band. Mm-hmm. But see, they didn't think it out. Because mm-hmm. see, if somebody's paying $1,000 and you want $900, now what kind of guys can, how you get four or five cats and you got $100 left?
Yeah.
You know, because mm-hmm. a lot of those band leaders were really sacrificing to have big bands, you know. Mm-hmm. And to have you as a star in their band, because like Duke would write all these beautiful backgrounds. Count Basie had arrangements that set prayers up. Mm-hmm. And they didn't realize how important this was. So when they left, and they come in with everybody, like you go see Count Basie, prayers is gone. Well, now you drug. And then you go see prayers, Count Basie gone. Because mm-hmm. Count Basie could really comp. See, he had just what prayers needed.
Yeah.
Joe Jones and Walter Page on the bass.
Yeah.
See, he could comp just right for prayers.
Freddie Green.
Yeah, and Freddie Green. Mm-hmm. Now, when prayers got out there by himself with just Joe Blow playing the piano and me playing the drums or something. Hey, so you had this era of stars with these bands that wasn't singing, with these backup groups. Mm-hmm. Because most of they were going from city to city. And you the only
pickup
sound.
Groups, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next thing I know, jazz went out. Because mm-hmm. the big bands didn't have the stars anymore.